Okay. In that, I began to look at Isaiah 40 and 4. It talks about every valley shall be exalted and every mountain and hill brought low. He began to talk about them crooked places being made straight and the rough places being made smooth. God doing something for us. We all know when we come to mountains what they are in our life. You know, we have different ones. He said he's going to bring them low. They're going to be brought down. He's going to make all this crooked stuff straight. That's what he said he was going to do. We just said his word is powerful. But we know we got to do it by the word of God. Now, we know that. Just like I want to go somewhere else and he would lead me to go to. You just stay straight with the word. Stay straight with it. You do what I say do. I said, well, maybe somebody need this. You give me a word. So I'm just following you. Then he began to, let me get back to. Finish reading this. I thought, you know, at one time I was in this, you know, conference. And they said, you don't get your hand and lick the page, you know, to turn them. Well-known ministry. And I was sitting there, I was looking. The man whined, that was all she was doing, licking the pages, turning them. It didn't bother her. You know, sometimes we think the little old bit of stuff just, hey, wash your hand, guard your mouth, and you'll be all right. But you know, we look at little stuff like that. This was a big ministry that I was in. And this woman, every time she was doing it, because them pages, somehow they weren't going where she wanted them to go. It didn't bother her. You know, and then I saw something else she did. They would bring that money in, she wouldn't worry about it. Big time ministry. Little things we look at, it don't make, you know, God told me one time I was thinking about something, I was in prayer. He said, that don't matter. That ain't even important. So sometimes we do things, it's not important. There's some more things out there he wanted to talk to me about. I was want to tell him about something. He said, I am important. Because he had it for me. What he would let me know, I got it. You just go on and do what I'm telling you to do. Because I got that right there, Landrus. He had to tell me, it's more important things out there than that right there, what you're thinking about. And that's sometimes where we're at. We're looking at them little old bitty things. Where something else, somebody out there needs some help. Somebody needs you to intercede for them. Somebody. A little stuff back there, Larry, don't. It's not important. But I just thought I'd put that in there. Let's go back to Psalms 104. Amen. Little things, this. It don't even matter. It don't. Them little foxes. Thank you, Jesus. Then, let's see my time. He said he sent the spring into the valley. They flows among the hills. You know, sometimes you be riding, you see, in the summertime or early spring, you see beautiful flowers. God did it. You know, in places that you never, this is this great God. Because sometimes you just say, what? You go out and you see things. And you get to thinking about God. God, you did this. Amen. You did that. Amen. And I said, Lord, you are real. Yes. You know, sometimes he do things and I still have to say, Lord, you real. Yes. You are real. Yes. I don't know what I be thinking about sometimes. I say, wow, he real. You real. Yes. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Yes, Lord. You real, God. Amen. You see the flowers. You see things, how they just comes up. You can even see concrete and a little something trying to spark up through it. You be wondering, how is that? God can do anything. Ms. Jones, I said this about you about years ago. Because that's how I saw you. That woman can find the littlest thing and make something out of it. That's how I saw you. Little old bit of something. And she can make something out of it. And you never thought it would come to what she brought it to. You know what I'm saying? I was just a teenager. But I observed her when I was in school. I said, I ain't see all that you saw in there. Little old bit of something. That's a little old dot. She can make it. That's how I used to see you like that. You could do that. Now, if you can do that, what you think God can do? He God. Thank you, Jesus. We're going to skip on a little bit. And it says, by them the birds of the heaven has their home. They sing among the branches. He watered the hills with his upper chamber. The earth is satisfied with the fruit of his works. He caused the grass to grow for the cattle, and the vegetation for the service of man, that he may bring forth food from the earth, and wine that makes glad the heart of man, or to make his face to shine, and bread which strengthens man's heart.